Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped. Nomination information for executive committee election. Dear members, the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, SAVH, welcomes individuals, both visually handicapped and sighted, who are interested to contribute his/her expertise to the growth and development of SAVH. If you would like to be a part of this journey, you are invited to participate in the next election to become a SAVH Executive Committee member. The following contained important information which you should take note of. 1. Eligibility requirements. 2. Executive Committee roles and responsibilities. 3. Important notes for candidates. 1. Eligibility requirements. Note: these include requirements set forth in our Constitution, the Code of Governance for IPCs by the Commissioner of Charities, and the Law of the Republic of Singapore. A. Be of legal age, 21 and above. B. Is a SAVH member for not less than 1 year. C. Being well known or accepted/respected as a leader/professional in his/her field of expertise. D. Have core skills or competence/experience like general management, accounting, finance and investment, human resources and talent management, organizational change and development, audit and risk management, social service and social work, social enterprise or start UPS, law and legislation/legal, donor management and fundraising, blindness rehabilitation and treatment, education and training. E. Possess personal attributes like integrity, maturity, confidence, and high standards of excellence. Possess the commitment necessary to govern the charity effectively. F. IT savvy or at least have basic competence in emailing and messaging using the computer and mobile devices. G. Not disqualified under Singapore law to be a charity trustee by virtue of the Charities Act 1994. H. Not a staff member or an individual offering paid for service to SAVH and not related to any such person. I. Not a subject of an ongoing criminal case or investigation and/or under a board of inquiry. J. Preferably not a board member of a competing blindness organization. K. Preferably not been a member of the executive committee for the past 10 years or more consecutively. 2. Executive Committee roles and responsibilities. A. Formulate policies in line with its mission to achieve the set of organization objectives stated in the Constitution and EXCO dossier. B. Authorize the adoption of projects recommended by the various subcommittees from time to time, and C. Execute a host of functions as stipulated in the Constitution. Executive Committee members are also expected to A. Know and understand the vision, mission, objectives, programs, and the association's constitution. B. Declare any potential conflict of interest. S. C. Attend all executive committee meetings and relevant subcommittee meetings. D. Read the minutes of meetings and supporting materials prior to executive committee and subcommittee meetings. E. Raise timely and substantive questions and request for information whenever there is something that appears unclear or questionable, to ensure that all policy matters are thoroughly deliberated. F. Participate in and take responsibility for making decisions on issues, policies, and other matters of the association. G. Preserve the confidentiality of discussions at all executive committee and subcommittee meetings and support the final majority decision on issues discussed by the executive committee. H. Be independent-minded and not show biasness, and I. Build goodwill and team spirit among executive committee members and staff for the benefit of the collective interest of the organization and its members and clients. On top of the above duties and responsibilities, executive committee members who are appointed to the various office-bearer positions are expected to fulfill further duties and responsibilities. President. A. Preside at all executive committee and general meetings to ensure the effective action of the committee in governing and supporting the association, and oversees board affairs. B. Provides leadership to the board in expediting the goals of the association. C. recommends to the board that committees are to be established and appoint the chairpersons of subcommittees, in consultation with other executive committee members. D. Serves as ex officio as a member of subcommittees and attends their meetings when invited. E. Speaks to the media and the community on behalf of the association. F. Partners with the executive director, ED, in achieving the mission of the association. G. Reviews with the ED, any issues of concern to the board and discuss issues confronting the organization. H. Formally evaluates the performance of the ED and informally evaluates the effectiveness of the board members and I. Evaluate annually the performance of the organization in achieving its mission. Vice President. A. Acts as the president in the former's absence, assists the president on the above or other specified duties. B. Reports to the president. C. Works closely with the president and other staff. D. Participates closely with the president to develop and implement officer transition plans and E. Performs other responsibilities as assigned by the executive committee. Honorary Secretary. A. Maintains records of the board and ensures effective management of association's record. B. Manage minutes of board meetings. C. Keeps a register of members and all records of the association and updates it, except financial, convene, record and keep minutes of all meetings and D. Conduct correspondence, except financial, prepare the annual report and perform all such duties entrusted to him/her by the executive committee. Honorary Treasurer. A. Manages the executive committee's review of, and action related to, the association's financials. B. May work directly with the finance manager or other staff in developing and implementing financial procedures and systems. C. Ensures that appropriate financial reports are made available to the executive committee. D. Report regularly to the executive committee on key financial events, trends, concerns, and assessment of the financial position. E. Ensures, through the finance committee, sound management and maximization of cash and investments and F. Conducts all financial correspondence on behalf of the association and prepares an annual statement of accounts for presentation to the annual general meeting. Assistant Treasurer. A. Shall assist the honorary treasurer in the performance of his/her duties. B. Shall be authorized to sign checks in place of the honorary treasurer. C. Shall also assume any responsibilities delegated by the honorary treasurer subject to the consent of the executive committee. 3. Important notes for candidates. A. Only candidates who fulfill the above eligibility requirements and agree to perform the duties of the executive committee members and additional office bearer duties may apply. B. A candidate must duly complete the nomination form provided and make the required declarations, if any. Incomplete nomination forms or inaccurate declarations may result in disqualification of the nominee's candidature. C. The nomination form must be supported by two adult members of SAVH whose membership is current, as proposer and seconder. Members who have their membership privileges suspended or who are under any ongoing criminal investigation or investigation of his/her professional conduct shall not act as proposers or seconders. D. A nomination form could be accompanied by below optional additional information for candidature will be reproduced and circulated to members on the SAVH website before the AGM. E. The nomination subcommittee strongly encourages you to provide the following additional information. The additional information is not compulsory but will let members understand you better so that the members can make an informed decision when deciding which candidates to support at the election. I. Self-introductory video, not more than 2 minutes. 2. Curriculum vitae, CV/resume, not more than 3 pages. 3. Election statement, not more than 200 words. Due to limited web space and bandwidth, please observe the time and word limits of the respective documents listed below. I. Self-introductory video, not more than 2 minutes. Record a 2-minute video introducing yourself and your aspirations for SAVH. Please ensure that your speech is clear, and the video captures your face. If you need help to record the video, please approach SAVH at 6251 4331 for assistance. Please observe the time limit of your introductory video. If your video exceeds the time limit, it will be cut off at the 2-minute limit and followed by the words "video cut off at time limit." Failure to provide an introductory video by the close of nominations will not invalidate your candidacy. Instead, the words "video not received" will be published in the space where your video would have appeared. 2. Curriculum vitae, CV, not more than 3 pages. Please provide a CV stating: Oh, your educational attainment. Oh, your professional/work experiences. Oh, your expertise/experience relevant to EXCO's work. Oh, any past contributions or awards. Please observe the page limit of your CV. If your CV exceeds the page limit, it will be cut off at the 3rd page limit and followed by the words "CV cut off at page limit." Failure to provide a CV by the close of nominations will not invalidate your candidacy. Instead, the words "CV not received" will be published in the space where your CV would have appeared. 3. Election statement, not more than 200 words. Please provide an election statement describing why you think you should be elected. You may wish to address the guiding questions below when preparing your statement. Some guiding questions: How do you think visually impaired or blind people can be enabled to become full and participating members of society? What are your thoughts around visually impaired and blind people managing their affairs in leadership positions in SAVH, and how can they be supported to do so? What is the expertise you bring, and how can you then contribute to the mission and vision of SAVH? What do you think are the present strengths of SAVH, and how do you think they can be improved or developed? What do you think SAVH should aspire to be/do in 2030? Please note that in the interest of fairness, the nomination subcommittee makes every effort to ensure candidates' election statements are reproduced exactly as they have been submitted. Therefore, please check your election statement carefully for any grammatical or spelling errors before submitting it. Please observe the word limit of your election statement. If your election statement exceeds the word limit, it will be cut off at the word limit and followed by the words "statement cut off at word limit." If you do not have access to a computer and/or email, and can only provide a handwritten election statement, please ensure it is clear and easy to read to avoid the possibility of error and misinterpretation. You can write it on a separate piece of paper and attach it to your nomination form. Handwritten statements will be scanned and uploaded to the space where your statement would have appeared. Failure to provide an election statement by the close of nominations will not invalidate your candidacy. Instead, the words "statement not received" will be published in the space where your statement would have appeared. The nomination subcommittee reserves the right to deny publishing your election statement if it is factually inaccurate or contains libelous material. All nomination forms and additional information, as stated above, should reach the Honorary Secretary at 47 Toa Payoh Rise, Singapore 298104 by post or hand delivery to CGS office, or via email to the email address honsecretary@savh.org.sg by 17 Aug 2026, 12:00 PM. Late submission will not be entertained. Many thanks for your interest and hope to hear from you soon. Best regards. Chair, Nomination Subcommittee, Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped.